Friday was an important day for Harry and Ron. They finally managed to find their way down to the Great Hall for breakfast without getting lost once. "What have we got today?" Harry asked Ron as he poured sugar on his porridge. "Double potions with the Slytherin," said Ron. "Snape's head of Slytherin House. They say he always favours them. We'll be able to see if it's true."
"Wish McGonagall favoured us," said Harry.
Professor McGonagall was head of Gryffindor House, but it hadn't stopped her from giving them a huge pile of homework the day before. Just then the mail arrived. Harry had gotten used to this by now, but it had given him a bit of a shock on the first morning when about 100 owls had suddenly streamed into the Great Hall during breakfast, circling the tables until they saw their owners and dropping letters and packages onto their laps. Hedwig hadn't brought Harry anything so far. She sometimes flew in to nibble his ear and have a bit of toast before going off to sleep in the owlry with the other school owls. This morning, however, she fluttered down between the marmalade and the sugar bowl and dropped a note onto Harry's plate. Harry tore it open at once. It said, in a very untidy scrawl, "Dear Harry, I know you get Friday afternoons off, so would you like to come and have a cup of tea with me around 3? I want to hear all about your first week. Send us an answer back with Hedwig. Hagrid." Harry borrowed Ron's quill, scribbled, "Yes, please, see you later," on the back of the note, and sent Hedwig off again. It was lucky that Harry had tea with Hagrid to look forward to, because the potions lesson turned out to be the worst thing that had happened to him so far.